Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This idea of skipping the tips during inflation is a fascinating one. We have Mark Mentzer here. He is the professor of human resources and organizational behavior with the Edwards School of Business at the University of Saskatchewan. Mark, thanks for joining us here on The Roy Green Show today.
Oh, good afternoon from Saskatoon.
Good, good. That rhymes, Mark. Are you have you been working on that for a while?
No, pure coincidence.
So poetry is not one of your main strengths, Mark?
No, maybe it's just as well. Not one of my talents.
Not one of your talents. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit about this for our listeners and for me, frankly, because you know I've looked into the issue, and I certainly know a few people who have a very strong opinion about this idea of tipping or not tipping. You know, I tip 15 or I tip 10 and nothing above that. Can you talk a little bit about it from your perspective and what you're seeing?
I think people everywhere are experiencing tip frustration. It seems that the percentage expected tip is going up, you know, when we get those little chip card readers. And it seems that tipping is expected in more occupations than it used to be. Hmm. You know, there are stories of tips being asked for when you buy something in a retail store or when a plumber comes to your home. So the whole tipping thing seems to be expanding in different ways simultaneously.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I've been tipped for work that I've done in the past. I'm an electrician by trade and spent almost 18 years in the field. And you know, you would do a job for somebody that might be a friend of a friend and, you know, install a few plugs or a couple pot lights. And there were a few times where I would say, here's my fee. And then as I'm walking out the door, they would hand me, you know, a $20 bill or a bottle of wine or you know, occasionally more than that. And it used to be, and maybe still is, a way of saying, you know, give me a little extra thank you, right? Like, hey, we just really appreciated that you went the extra mile. Wow, look at this guy. He cleaned up after, you know, the mess that he made in our basement installing our pot lights. So we're going to honor that. Now it's pretty much an expectation. Is that the way you see it as well, Mark? It's a Canadian expectation, if you will.
There's no real clear rules on which occupations deserve tips and which don't, and it seems to be shifting. I mean, I push back as a personal consumer at the idea that I'm expected to tip in every transaction. To me, that's just going a bit too far. Certainly the idea that one tips for in-restaurant dining, you know, that's something that is just so deeply embedded in our culture, might not be the best way to compensate people, but I don't think restaurant tipping is going away anytime soon.
Yeah, it sure doesn't seem like it. This article that I was reading recently talks about a restaurant folk. I hope I'm getting the pronunciation of it right, but it's Folke folk restaurant in Vancouver that talks about they call themselves a no tipping restaurant. I haven't heard that before. I mean, that could become a part of your advertising and marketing, and I would imagine it is. But they pay well above minimum wage in their area, and they have factored, you know, overhead costs and so on into their food prices. Is this the future, Mark, do you think, for restaurants at least?
It's an interesting question. That particular restaurant that you mentioned, they say that they've raised servers' wages to a point that servers are happy with this no-tipping model. Other places that have experimented with a no-tipping approach run into problems because, you know, the servers want that income from tips.
Sure.
And also customers, I think many customers kind of enjoy the feeling that they have a little bit of leverage or power over the server
right.
in determining the amount of tips. So there are some restaurants that have gone no tipping. There are also some restaurants that have tried it and have turned around after complaints from servers and customers.
It's really interesting. I was out for dinner celebrating a friend's birthday a few nights back, and it's a restaurant in the Greater Toronto area. And so it was a heavy snowstorm, and so didn't think a whole lot of people were going to be there. And so this woman who was, serving us, we had a few wait staff, I suppose, but we asked her about, how does this work out when people don't show up? And so apparently the manager caught it in time and, didn't have to send people home, but didn't bring certain people in so that they could kind of, I guess you could say, share the wealth, as it were. I mean, when you look at tipping having an impact even on sort of how you manage and plan your day, I mean, this, like you say, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. Do you think this could leave a shortage in the industry if we were to move towards this kind of no tipping model?
I'm not worried about people deserting the occupation of server in droves, but the few restaurants that take the lead in this, they are at risk that their servers will go to other restaurants where they can still get tips, unless the restaurant adopting a no tipping model raises wages to a level that servers will feel that they're still being fairly paid.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.